Tune for a minute, so try not to look too bored over there.
This was a mistake.
No whining allowed.
Shut up, Kate.
Can't help it.
And now, just because they're so versatile, they will switch places, this team of two. Actually, Tom and Faye met, Tom and Kay, Tom and Faye, Tom and Kay. Tom and Kay met each other playing music, and they've been playing music with each other ever since. They just recently got married a few years ago, and they've been doing just fine. Big, big members of our Florida Fiddlers Association.
This one's called Pig Ankle Rag. Thank you. This one's called Apple Blossom.
Okay, because we have a stage requirement, we have had to ask the fiddlers that signed up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to let these guys bump up ahead so that they can get to a stage. And Kay is going to come here and back up Sean College, right?
College.
College. Like I went to college and I got a degree?
Sort of.
Yeah. And Sean has just recently moved out of the state.
Shh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hope that doesn't count against you, Sean. And we're really glad that he's back. We've missed Sean in the Tallahassee area, and he and Kay are going to take it away with three more tunes. And following them will be Ian, Bob Ellis, Andy Thomas, Walter Webb.
First tune is called Falls of Richmond. Thank you. Second tune, I think the name of the second tune is called Black Cat in the Briar Patch, but I'm not sure. Anybody can correct me later? Go ahead. Tune again, or I have to retune it real quick. Huh? Okay, this is called The Reel of the Hangman. Thank you.
Ian, it's your turn.
This is Ian Melanowski from Tarpon Springs. And who's playing with you? This is the infamous John McEwen, not the infamous John McEwen.
Falls of Richmond. Ducks on the Pond. Thank you.
Thank you. My last song is going to be Salt River.
As you've noticed, this has been kind of a three-tune afternoon, and the reason is that we're taking this stage until 4:30 this afternoon. I'd like to introduce Bob Ellis, who backstage told me that he was making sure that we had the amateur portion of this event covered, which I think is a pretty brave thing to say for someone who lives here in White Springs, Florida, and is a true local. Let's thank White Springs for hosting the Florida Fiddlers Contest and the festival. Yay, White Springs. 48 years of hosting this festival, the longest running festival in the history of the United States.
Okay, now I've never done this before. This first, it's going to go quick. This first one's called Spotted Ponies. Okay. Thank you. Okay. This next tune is from East Kentucky. It's called Duck River.
So much, Bob. Our next contestant is Andy Thomas from Sanford, Florida. Andy Thomas from Sanford, Florida.
Hello. I play Devil Chase Me Around the Stump. This next one's called Quick Step Johnny. Sit down, dear. No. The next tune is going to be Wake Susan. Thank you very much.
All right. I'm going to give you the order of who's up next because we haven't done that for a little while here on the stage. Walter Webb's going to be our next fiddler. We have Ken Hum behind him, then followed by Hank Taylor, and Sharon Hartman. Walter hails from Osteen, Florida. Osteen. And Walter said, man, it's been a while since I played fiddle. I'm going to get up behind that guy. And I reminded everybody that it takes courage to stand on this stage and play for all of you. And that's the win right there. It's not where you place in the contest. It's that you got up and did it. So, Walter, it's yours.
Hello, my name is Walton. I'm going to do a How Great Thou Art. Thank you. For my next song, I'm going to do a Danny Boy. Thank you. And what a friend we have in Jesus. Thank you.
Ken, are you ready? Ken? Ah, there you are. Boo! It's that red hair. I mean, how could I miss you with that? How could I miss you with that? I have to say that the fiddlers owe you a bit of congratulations and thanks for your work as a newsletter editor. The Fiddlers Association is made up of people just like you and me who are out there who love
the tradition of the music, and we all participate by buying memberships and coming to the annual convention, and Kim was our past newsletter editor, and we really thank you very much for that big job, keeping us all in touch.
And I'm thankful to Kay for taking it over. Okay, the first tune will be Waiting for Nancy. For Cheryl, it's her favorite. This is Nail That Catfish. Next tune is Rochester Schottische. thinks it's the wrong tune. And she said, who cares, just play it.
Thank you.
We'll have to figure out the chords. It's the right one.
People up to play are two very dear friends of mine. Hank Taylor and I go back a zillion years, and he was my very best male friend for a number of years. The night my house burned down, I went to sleep underneath Hank's fan, and the damn fan blade fell off and landed right next to my head. Not only had my house burned down, but I thought I was going to get a concussion that night, too. And he married... I didn't sue him. And he married the beautiful former treasurer, Miss Maddie. And Maddie and Hank are up here to play for you right now.
First tune I'm going to do is the Forked Deer. Thank you. I'm not Paganini. I can't handle it without it. I don't think we'll win on this one, honey. Last time on this team. Hard enough to come here and do this, and the fiddle falls apart. Play a tune called Pretty Little Dog. Rye straw. Thank you. Thank you.
It's hot, it's flat, it's Florida. All right, next up are, I used to have the honor of being the newlyweds, but just 2 weeks ago, Sharon and Bruce tied the knot, and we would like to, no, that's like this, Bruce. And we'd like to welcome them to the stage, Sharon Hartman and her husband, Bruce.
Hello. Okay. Let me see if I'm in tune. That's a great recovery on that broken string. The first tune I'm going to do is called Georgia Camp Meeting on the 4th of July. Is called Shove That Pig's Foot a Little Bit Further Into the Fire. Fun playing three tunes up here for a change. The last one I'm going to do is called Sugar Hill. ¶¶ Okey-dokey. Up next, Gary Millen, followed by Jim Robertson and Rich Crew, Paul Carr, and our last fiddler for the day will be Dia Browning. And Gary hails from Sanford, Florida, which might mean why he borrowed Bruce.
Sorry. I'm going to do three simple old-timey tunes. Barlow Knife, the first one.
Hold on, you wear your shades.
Okay. Let me start again. I'm nervous. Next one is Cluck Old Hen. Last tune I'll do is Muddy Roads. Thank you.
Is it hot enough for everyone? It's plenty hot for me. Jim Robertson is going to be our next fiddler up. If for any reason you need first aid, you get overheated this evening dancing or this afternoon just being around, first aid's on the other side of the back porch, and there is water at every one of the stages to be drunk. I didn't make that announcement, and I think I should, as people are beginning to fade in the Florida heat.
First tune I like to play is Raggedy Ann. Next tune I'd like to do is St. Anne's Reel. Last tune I'd like to do is a tune called Going to Mayville.
And Jim was accompanied by his lovely wife, Melanie. Now, you might want to know why I keep, like, trying to get everybody that accompanied and all that stuff. It's because back there, someone is recording this stage for posterity's sake. And so they kind of like to know who's going on and what's happening. Jim Crew is up next out of Gainesville, Florida. I'm sorry. Jim Robertson is up next out of Sebring. And I looked... That was Jim Robertson. Rich Crew is up next. Rich Crew is up... Okay, we changed the order of the fiddlers on the form. And, you know, I've been doing this since 10 this morning. So, sorry. Rich, you are up. You are up, Rich. I looked right over and knew who I was supposed to be and read Jim and saw a crew. And Rich Crew is from Gainesville, Florida. And it's a good thing he's one of my friends and likes to flirt with me on the dance floor or I'd be in deep trouble. He's going to be followed by Paul Carr and Dia Browning, and then we're going to be done with this set. Before we walk off this stage, I'd like to hear a great big round of applause for our sound people. And our volunteers who have put up water here all night, all afternoon, and who have manned back there at the Fiddlers Association's table and taken in people's names and taken in memberships. And I would like especially to thank our judges who have sat here all afternoon as well. That would be Mike Stapleton, Bobby Joe Finer, and Bob Parsons. Thank you very much.
The real source of confusion is that the first tune is called John Robertson. Thank you. The next tune's a tune from Cape Breton Islands called King George IV. Thank you. Okay, last one's a tune from Northern Alabama. It's called Farewell Tryon. Thank you.
Our next to the last contestant is Paul Carr. He hails from Ruskin, Florida. He said he didn't bring an accompaniment person with him because he doesn't think that there's anybody else down there in that little small town that's playing music besides him. So if you're from there, please connect with him.
First song I'll try to do is one called Mary Mountain Hold Down. I didn't mean to say there was nobody down there that could play music. The town is just so small, I do not know anybody that plays there, and I've lived all my life. Next one I'm going to try to do is that old banjo tune called Old Joe Clark, since this is a rustic sort of playing, I reckon. Thank you. Thank you very much. The last thing I'm going to do is Rampage. My songs aren't real long.
Around Ruskin, Florida, they need to connect up with that man. Our last contestant for the afternoon. Well, she and I have been known to do some crazy things down the campground late at night. And I got to tell you, Dia Browning was instrumental in keeping me up many a night having fun here at White Springs, Florida. And it sounds by her voice like she had plenty of fun being instrumental keeping other people up last night. But Dia Browning is here. She was responsible for the slow jam for a long time in Gainesville. Now they're the half slow jam. Well,
half
I wasn't going to say that word on stage.
In the dictionary, half fast.
So here is Dia Browning and her accompanist.
Ed Regan from Kanapaha in Gainesville.
From Kanapaha.
In Gainesville. You should have been here the year she was belly dancing on top of a car at 4 o'clock in the morning.
It wasn't a car, it was a table.
The table was on top of a car. This is Colored Aristocracy.
Thank you.
And now I guess it's waltz time. Ooh, pick. I think it's Eskimo Waltz. Caden Gus. Now we're going to use our imaginations and wake up to a cold, frosty morning.
Okay, you're in for a treat. We have the downside of Uppsala getting ready to come onto the stage. For those of you that have enjoyed this style of music and these fine musicians today, give them a hand. We are going to be having a wonderful Fiddler's Convention in October. It's the third weekend. It will be at Camp Crystal. There we will have a string band contest with many of these fine fiddlers performing in that. The entrance fee is a pie. And, of course, what is the award? A pie. And those who finish last actually finish in the best place for pie because last place gets the first pick of the pie. We are in the process of tallying up who has won in the rustic division. And while we are waiting for that tally to be done, we have four people that are going to enter the stage, and Faye Baird, who is now standing here, and is a short sister, not just in height, but in voice and volume.